This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Making Colorado's transportation more climate friendly could have some economic benefits too. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
The state is considering changing how transportation planning works to account for its climate impacts. That could mean expanding fewer highways and adding more transit service, bike lanes, and better sidewalks. A new state analysis says such changes could lead to shifts in how people move. Less driving would mean less spending on personal vehicles and fewer car crashes, for example. All that could add up to a $40 billion benefit by 2050. But these are all hypothetical for now. The State Transportation Commission will take up the policy proposal this fall. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Former Colorado Rockies player Larry Walker was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. Walker won 3 batting titles as a Rocky and was widely regarded as one of the best hitters to ever play the game. During an induction ceremony, Walker gave a special shout out to Rockies fans.
I had 10 great years wearing the CR on my cap, perhaps none better than the first, 1995, when we won the first wild card. What an incredible way to be introduced to the fans of the Rockies. I thank the Rockies fans for always showing your support, and I hope real soon that that ticker tape parade comes rolling down Blake Street.
Walker is the second Canadian in the Hall of Fame and the first player to be featured wearing a Colorado Rockies hat. A new state grant program to help schools provide free tampons and pads launches this week. The State Department of Education will distribute $100,000 as grants to schools with high numbers of low-income students. Products must be available to students regardless of their gender identity. This is CPR and KRCC. The high in Denver today will be 95. Right now, it's 70.